Thanks. Thank you very much, Heide. It's quite challenging to keep you awake. I saw that you were becoming slowly but surely tired. It's very difficult to say anything new, refreshing, after this sequence of four fantastic presentations and very interesting and encouraging debate. Anyway, I will try, because I think that if I would reflect, I would quit immediately and go away, but that's in my job description, is do this kind of things, I have to do it. What I will try to do, I will anyway try to pass on to you few of my thoughts, if you don't mind and if you are still ready. But at the same time, I would like to reflect on a few remarks, panelists and you in a debate you pointed out. Actually, if I was listening to, starting from Gordon, to all panelists, in one or another way, everybody, and also you in audience with your remarks and comments, what everybody was referring to is an issue of complex systems. Probably that was most clearly explained by Stefan. But I think that this is a fundamental issue. If there is one thing I would leave as a message to you, is that we absolutely need to find a way how to embrace, understand, visualize, tackle the issue of complex systems. Because that's extremely important, because each and every, and you referred to this issue of science-policy interaction, which, by the way, all science forum is about how we can get the scientific message and science more embraced, more understood by policymakers. But if you look at the issue from a policymaker, each and every policy task is a complex system. It's not fundamental physics, it's not biogeochemistry, it's not issue of only of behavior or psychology. It is all together. So, and I think that, and there was somebody, I don't know who, asked the question, are we organized well? No, we are not. Definitely we are not. The science is not organized well. You know, I'm old enough, and I remember when I entered university, everybody was talking about interdisciplinarity, transdisciplinarity, and where we are today with interdisciplinarity and transdisciplinarity, almost nowhere. We are unable to tackle the complex issues. Are we able to fund through our research councils transdisciplinarity or interdisciplinarity? With a lot of difficulties. So I think that all debate here was a little bit shifted, and I think, Virginia, it's your strength in and persuasion, a little bit towards resilience, towards disaster risk management. You have done a fantastic job, because I think that this demand side, all those yellow parts she presented, is just fantastic result of your long-term commitment and long-term commitment of science to be useful, to translate into concrete steps in disaster risk management. But here I would like to depart a little bit and shift this debate, because it's without any negative connotation with disaster risk focus. But resilience, in my understanding, is much more than disaster risk. We are starting from disaster risk management or reduction, because this is where we've done a great deal of job. But now we need to learn from this and extrapolate a little bit, push it into other parts. And the part which was only vaguely mentioned is economy. You know, how many victims of economic crisis we have? Maybe much more than a disaster, because we do not have terminology of victims of economic crisis, financial crisis, and all those. Much more than terrorism, much more than all other issues, because this is a complex system. But the complex system of our economy, we are treating with our linear thinking, with our linear rationality. We are, in a way, adjusting the reality to our models, or we are trying to adjust, we are pretending to adjust reality to our models, because we are convinced that our models are great. No, we need to change fundamentally this approach. And, you know, if we are talking about science, I think that we should be self-critical in our scientific field, because we are not doing enough in this respect. We have to be much more open-minded in this respect. And in a way, I've been in research many years. My last years of my career brought me into this science to policy interface. I've been in science, and then I've been in policy, and now I'm sitting in the between. And I clearly see that this is not possible, and it's naive to think that any scientist who has been sitting at university or at the Academy of Sciences or wherever can come and be and become immediately, without transferring his mind, the scientific advisor to policymakers. This is, in my view, if I exaggerate a little bit, this is a complete, complex new science which we need to understand and we need to develop. Because I think it's close to disaster if we take somebody who was doing academic research in fundamental physics and we is an outstanding researcher, but I think that we clearly see that we need this capacity building, we need this mind shift, we need to change this issue, and this is, I hope, this World Science Forum is contributing into this this element. That's why I praise the Young Academy, because they are trying to build this capacity. This is what we experimentally did 2 months ago with IASA, Vienna. We organized for the first pilot where we brought 25 young scientists and 25 young policymakers to live for 3 days together to exchange. It was very difficult, mostly to bring those from policy side. This is extremely important to build this interaction and trust. So then what I want to say, what is my message, is that we have been surrounded by the complex systems before, but we have been discussing those complex systems mostly in disaster risk management, in environmental sciences. We understand for quite a long time that the climate is a complex system, that oceans are a complex system, that soil is a complex system. But we do not accept, in a way, I don't know why, that society is much more complicated and much more complex system. And how we cover this? We cover this with our linearity. We look back into history and we think that we learn how to tackle the issues which are coming on us in the future. This is absolutely impossible, and science must be in the front of this change of thinking and understanding what we need to do. What are those elements which I think are playing crucial role? Is dynamic modeling or agent-based modeling, not equilibrium modeling. We do not have equilibrium. We do not have linearity. We have equilibrium for a certain period of time. We have linearity for a certain period of time. But you know very well that linearity does not exist in these complex systems. So then this is an important element. Data been mentioned. So I think that open data and data analytics and understanding of social networks is absolutely crucial. And social networks, I don't mean Facebook and Twitter, but I mean the networks between human beings. This is absolutely, we are at the forefront of revolution in understanding social networks, and this is key to understand social dynamics and social systems, economic system. There is also very important element, which is anticipation. We need to build up somehow this capacity to anticipate things, thinking unthinkable and looking forward in this direction. So then there are many elements where we need to embrace all sciences. And including, Eva, what you said, social sciences, humanities. What is the most important agent of the social system and complex system? Is a human being, obviously. So in all this, we are actually fighting against ourselves because our brain is constructed in a boxes. So that's why everything is in the boxes, because we feel comfortable in the boxes. But in order to understand this, we need to fight against construction of our brain, which is extremely difficult, but there is no absolutely no other way. So then if I'm talking about this new scientific domain, which is somewhere between science and policy, we have three major parameters of this work. And that's why I'm saying that this is not for each and every scientist. So without being trained and changed his software in a way. Because always in this kind of interaction, we have a shortage of time. So time is short, stakes are very high, and uncertainty is absolutely huge. So then, and we need to provide scientific support, we need to provide scientific advice under the circumstances. So this is extremely difficult, it is extremely complex, and it requires completely new way of thinking. So that's why we need this anticipation, this anticipatory capacity, modeling capacity, experimentation, field trials, all what new technologies are opening up and allowing right now. Virginia, you mentioned one important element, which is again extremely important to employ. And it is linked with this revolution which we are undergoing in the field of research and science. And this is multiplicity of actors. We do not have a shortage of knowledge. But what we have a shortage of understandable, managed, packaged, visualized, clear knowledge. That's why what we need to add, and this is about what you announced, what we produced, is an entity for knowledge management. And the first was actually launched last month. I announced it already in Sendai in March, but formally we launched it on 30th of September, and it's our knowledge center on disaster risk management. We do not intend to produce new knowledge, but our intention is to create partnerships, networks, and promote innovation in disaster risk reduction by looking at existing knowledge, packaging this knowledge, and making it available for policymakers and those practitioners who are exposed to this kind of shortage of time, high uncertainty, and absolutely high stakes, because we are talking about human lives. So then this is this knowledge management dimension is another issue where I think that the scientific institutions must come into. And this is extremely important because of this multiplicity of actors and this absolute need of authoritative seal of quality on the knowledge which we provide to policymakers, because trust is very easy to lose, but very difficult to build up. And I think that there are many instances where we failed in doing this. I was supposed to finish. Okay, so then, because I see this on your eyes, that I should finish. Okay, so I read the end of the story in the eyes of our moderator. Just reiteration of the knowledge, science support, science policy interaction is a completely new and separate domain which requires separate instruments, separate approaches, separate training, separate capacity building. We need to employ a modern way of understanding and bringing science and different scientific fields together. We need to employ new ways of understanding complex systems, including the most important agents of these complex systems, and these are human beings. Because that's the only way how we can make science relevant for policymaking and how we can help the policymaking to be useful for citizens. That's all from my side. Thanks a lot for coming here and all the best.